Okay, today's daf is daf hey, and we were talking about the question of which chiyuvim obtain in cases where somebody is reading shelo bizman, whether the din of matanos lavyonim is given on that day. So kafuf to that sugya, we move on today to discuss what the din is of kriya, whether the kriya could be even biyochid if you're reading shelo bizman, or if it's dafka kriya baravi. So today on the top of daf, hey omarav, megillah bizmana korimota afilu biyachid, shelo bizmana ba'asara. So if you're reading at the time that you normally read, so then it can be read even biyachid, and you could be mevarach even biyachid, Taisa Springs. But if you're reading it shelo bizmana, so shelo bizmana could mean, let's say, the kforim that are magdimim liyom haknisa, or not cases where everybody is reading it anyway, so then, I mean, that becomes liyom kriyata, but such a case, or there's even a more dramatic case, which is a case where a yochid is going away, that he's leaving in a shayara. We discussed this in terms of the Yerushalmi. What does he do? He won't have a Megillah. He's going to be in the middle of the desert. He doesn't have a Megillah to take along. What should he do? So over there, according to the Yerushalmi, you'll remember it says that he can read all month because it talks about the Chodesh in the Darshan of Pasuk, that it's really a din in the Chodesh. And according to the Bavli, you only have 11, 12, 13, and so on. So 11 he can read. So let's say if he goes away, does he read alone or does he read dafka with a minyan? So here, Rav is saying it has to be dafka with a minyan. By the way, the minyan doesn't, obviously, in that case, it could be hard to get together. The minyan, we're all leaving at the same shayara. So, I mean, the din enochinami is, the minyan doesn't have to be a minyan of people who are chayev to hear the kriya the same time you are. Because the din over here is not a minyan. The din is in terms of presuming nisa. In terms of presuming nisa, what's enough to mean if they're chayev to read dafka today? There's another amazing halacha. This is the only time that you find a din of the minion of women. Because since it's the dinner of Pesumei Nisa, so most of the posts came all of it. Chazon Ish Pasuk like this also. Ramah raises some questions about it, but he was only talking about where it was mixed. But it was definitely, it was cool. Like women for sure would be a kosher minion. It's for sure Pesumei Nisa.
And is this only for the morning and night? Is it the Yachi or is it both?
No, whenever the Thief Kriya is, we're not Mechamim. Rav Asi Omar, Bein Bizmana, Bein Shalom Bizmana Basar. Rav Asi holds that the Thief would be even Bizmana, eh? You should make sure not to read it B'yochid, and indeed Ave Yuvda. There was once a Meiser where Choshle Rav Lahod de Rav Asi. Rav himself, even though Rav had Paskin, that you don't need Bizmana to Dafka have a minion, but Lamaisa, he himself went to the trouble of gathering together a minion because he was Chayish, apparently, even Bizmana, not to read it without a minion. Umi Omer Rav. If Purim comes out on a Shabbos, then the correct time for the Purim is actually Erev Shabbos. Huh? What is that supposed to mean? What do you mean Erev Shabbos Manam? Shabbos is Manam. You can't say Erev Shabbos Manam. That was the time that was Kavua already, Milchat Chila, that the din was that it shouldn't be on Shabbos. I mean, the fact is that it was meant to be on the next day, except that we're saying that you can go back a day. So it must be when he's saying Shabbos, Erev Shabbos is Manam, he's coming to tell me, Halacha, that El Alav Ochikoma, Shalob is Manam, Kiz Manam. That in this case, we treat the Lob is Manam as if it is the Zman. So just like Zmanam, Af Biyochid, Af Shalob is Manam, Afilu Liyochid. Even if you're reading not at the normal time, so it would be considered to be, oh, look at this, look for the guests. So the din would be that you would read it, Bedafka, you would read it the same way that you would normally read it. And yet over here, Rav himself is mechalek between Bizmanim, Shaloi Bizmanim. But first of all, that has nothing to do with anything. We're not talking about the din of minyan or not minyan. Only in Mikra Megillah Basorah. When we're talking about Erev Shabbos Manam, it's talking about where exactly do you go for Kriya? Do you go back a day? We saw this in Machlokes Tanoim. Do you go back a day to go to Erev Shabbos, just like the Mukafot Chomah would do? Or do you go back to Yom HaKnisa? That's the question. So if you're telling me the words Erev Shabbos Manam, and what it's coming to tell me is Lafuke Mid Rebbe, that you shouldn't say the way Rebbe said was the way we had it in the Mishnah, that once we say that you're Nidach Mimekemcha, you go all the way back, according to Rebbe, go all the way back to the Yom HaKnisa, which means you would read on Thursday. Erev Shabbos Manam. What in the world does that have to do with with how many people you're supposed to be carrying the Megillah with. We're not even talking about that as well. Not to mention the question that when everybody reads at a different time, so then it's maybe it's no different than Zman Namba. But we don't even have to deal with that issue. Lamaisa, we paskin to be makbid not only on Asara, but to be makbid on Berovam. In other words, the halacha is even if you have 100 people, I mean, their concept of Riyab Tzibur was that the whole Tzibur read, not that you have a minion. Remember the concept of Tzibur, this we saw again in Tainus, we saw all the time. The concept of a Tzibur is not that you get together 10 people and never saw each other before, and this becomes now a Tzibur. According to some sheets, not even a Tzibur, it doesn't have a din of a Tzibur. The din of a Tzibur is where everybody is doing something. People who are related to each other in terms of their lives do everything together. So if it's a community issue, it's a community issue. Therefore, the halacha, even if you have 100 people, let's say you have a Beis HaMedrash, your Beis HaMedrash is 100 guys, 200 guys. But the big Beit HaKnesset in town is reading the Megillah. Everybody else in town is going to the Megillah. You can't read it in your Beis HaMedrash. You have to go to the Beis HaKnesset in terms of the Kriya B'tzibur. That's the din of Berovam. Stop. Even it wouldn't matter if you've got a nice size kehillah. You want to be mocked that everybody reads together. Taba Josh, you're on. A Zohi Irgidola Lamais, we saw this earlier, that in order to define something as a city that will not be Nitcha to the Yom HaKnisa, so an Irgidola is defined as Koshi Yishba Asara Batlanim. The Tosfos stated earlier this would not apply to a Grach. It's Dafka Din in Irgidola. So it's just in terms of never going back to Yom HaKnisa. What defines it as Asara Batlanim. If it doesn't have Asara Batlanim, we saw before and we're going to see again, Asara Batlanim means 10 people that are supported by me kaspet sibur in order to be there available for minyanim and so on, keep the religious activities in the city going because if the shina comes into a shul and people aren't there, it's a miyat koyes, we learned in brachos. So, memela, if it's too small to support us, or about lonim, a resik ekvar, so pachot bikan a resik ekvar. Be'ila amru magdimim velo ma'afu. Now, it's in the cases of Megillah where we said that if it comes out on a Shabbos, so then, enachinami, we will go back to the Dafka Erev Shabbos, but we won't go forward. We go back to the Yom HaKnisa, we won't go forward. However, in other cases where things come out on Shabbos, we do just the opposite. Let's say Zman Atzei Kohenim Va'a comes out on a Shabbos. So the day that you're supposed to be bringing your Korban Eitzim is a Shabbos. It's pushed off. Tisha B'Av comes out on a Shabbos. It's pushed off. If your Chiyuv of Chagiga, your first day of a Chiyuv of Chagiga comes out on a Shabbos, if Yontiv is a Shabbos, obviously you don't bring a Chagiga on Yontiv. It's not a Korban Tzibur. It's pushed off. Hakel, you'd say theoretically you should be able to be Mekayim Hakel because there's no, what's the Chilul Shabbos in Hakel? There's two approaches to what the Chilul Shabbos is. Some learn the main problem is the problem of bringing the Taf because the Torah was B'chayiv Yadavka to bring along even children. Children, how are you going to carry them? Others learn the Rishami brings it, Rashi brings this, that the problem is actually the Bima Shalates. You can't build the Bima Shalates for the Melech on Shabbos, obviously. You can't build it Erev Shabbos because then it's Samson Le'azar. People won't have room. So it's meant to be built at night to be ready, and in the morning it'll be there, but you can't do that on Shabbos. So Mamela, you put it off till after Shabbos. Afal Pisha Omru Magdim. Now, the truth is that even though we said Magdim and the Grot takes out Velo Mahachrin, doesn't make any sense of Velo Mahachrin. It's irrelevant to the Mishnah. Even though we said that we're Magdim when it comes to Purim, so that the Kriyas HaMegillah were Magdim before, but nonetheless, it doesn't mean it has a din of Purim. I mean, it's Mutorim, Behesved, Batainis. I mean, it certainly doesn't get a din of Purim just because you're reading the Megillah on it. And Matanis Lev Yoinim, we already saw that you can do on the day of the Kriyas HaMegillah. So that's not dependent. The dinamat on his Babylonian. That's not dependent in the Isser of Hesped Vitainis. The truth is, a few as to which particular is it referring back to the Kvarim, or does it mean the Mishnayas before, where we spoke about if Chal Yudalid Be'erev Shabbos, or Chal Yudalid B'Shabbos, or Chal B'Yom Rishon? So those cases where we get into the problem of Magdim, and not necessarily to what it says here in the Mishnah. Be'elu meaning B'Bnei Kvarim, we said Magdim. Tana, Hasora Batlanim. I skipped the Mishnah. I'm reviewed that. Eimatai, when do we have our lock of Magdim and Yom HaKnisa? As we saw before, Rabbi Yehuda says, and this is not a machlokas, wherever Rabbi Yehuda says Eimatai is defining the shitas before. So where do we say there's a dira makdim liyom haknisa? You're sitting in Rabbi's seat. That's dafka in a case where you're nechnasa b'sheni v'chamishi. If there is no yom haknisa, so then there's no din b'chalal of being made. on the Bnei HaKvarim, and they read just like the Bnei HaYeros HaGadol, like Stana. When we say Asor HaBatlonim, we're talking about Asor HaBatlonim Shem Beit HaKnesset. Otherwise, every city's got Asor HaBatlonim. We're talking about Asor HaBatlonim that are supported. Be'elu Amr Makdimim V'lo Ma'achrim. What's the reason for Purim that we're not Ma'achr? That Amr Baba Mishmul Veri Sa. Omar Krova Lo Yavor. V'Amr Baba Amr Mashmul. Once we're already saying the name of the dates that come from Baba Mashmul, so he also brings the Minayin She'in Monim Yomim L'Shanim. How do we know that we don't count a year by the number of days, but rather by the number of months? This is Nageya B'Iker. It's Nageya the Inyanim of Nedorim, Rashi brings. However, there are questions as to whether other issues maybe would be Nageya this Halacha as well. Next Halacha, some even Shtot to the Dinim of Nida and Kviyas Veset to the next Halacha. So, but Rashi brings both of them, the Inyanim of somebody who makes a Neder. So he makes a Neder on the first of Nisan. So the first of Nisan, the Neder for a year. Then it's over. And say that maybe the word only 353 days, or three, it should ought to be a solar year, 365 days. Lamaisa bringing a riot from a Pasuk for such a thing is a little strange, because in Nedorim anyway, Allah Chachar B'nei Adam. But anyway, in for all Halachas, we know that the Torah doesn't consider a year to be a function of the number of days in it, but rather the number of months. How do we know? Because this is Rishon Lachem, L'Chodshei Hashana. It's called Chodshei Hashana. In other words, the year is measured by Chodashim. Chodashim Atamoneh L'Shanim. Vi Atamoneh Yamim L'Shanim. So you don't look at precisely how many days there are to add the 11 extra days for the solar year to the lunar year, to Taina, that there should be a standard length lunar year. So if you have a Shana that's Chaseira, maybe it should be different. It's all a function of how many months there are.
And the date of the month.
And the date of the month. Furthermore,
not the beginning of the month, though.
Whatever it happened to be. If you make a neder on the Rishon, if you make a neder on the Achor, whatever the case would be.
15th is the 15th, as opposed to not on the month.
Yeah, correct.
Not as soon as you get
correct.
The
correct. Doesn't mean Miktsas Hashem, Miktsas Petish Kula Lagadik.
And that would also mean as soon as that day comes in, that night.
Yeah. So right. Not 24 hours. Rabbonin de Kesari, Mishum Rabba Abba Omru, Mishum, Minayi Jain Bechashim, Sha'ot L'Chadashim. How do you know that a month is not defined by the number of hours? I mean, if you go according to the medium of the molad, you should be able to add another 12 hours at 793 chalakim. Somebody says, say somebody in the case again, the famous case that Rashi brings here, somebody gives a divorce on condition that he doesn't show up till such and such a time. If I don't get home, you're going on another business trip. Look, if I don't get home by, this is by the end of the month. By the end of the month is actually, then he thinks, I made it by the end of the month. Because the month is really not 29 days, 29 and a half days. If you take a look, I made it by the last chalak. So therefore, it was kosher. No, it goes according to the day of the month. That's kavua, either a 29-day month or 30-day month. But it does not go according to the hours. How do we know that? Shenemar at chodesh yamim. There, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have had them eating that stuff for 29 days and a half, and all their chalokim. No, it only went according to Yomim. Yomim atam mechashiv l'chadosh, yomim atam mechashiv sha'ot ha'rosh. So that the chodesh is defined not by hours, certainly not by chalokim, but by the actual time in which that chodesh is kavu. Aval zman ha'tzekonim, tisha b'av, chagiga, v'hakel. These cases ma'achrim v'lo ma'agdim. Why is that? First of all, tisha b'av, what's the point of being ma'agdim tisha b'av? Tisha b'av ha'agdumi puronota lo ma'agdim. We certainly, we don't want to make life worse than it is. I mean, with the Tisha B'Av there, you'll make it earlier. And the Chagiga V'Hakel, I mean, obviously, I got to bring Chagiga V'Hakel earlier. It's not even time to bring it. I wouldn't be Yotze anyway if I tried to do it earlier. Tana, the Brisa has a very strange language. It says, Chagiga V'Choz Man Chagiga Ma'achrin. What is that supposed to mean? Chagiga, I understand. B'Shlem V'Chagiga. It's just saying, Chagiga Ma'achrin. Meaning, Im Mikla B'Shabbat, that if a Korban Chagiga, turns out that Yontif falls on a Shabbat. So normally I would have brought my chagiga. I would have eaten it. That's what I eat for. That's my simchas yontif. But im mikla b'shabbat, if it comes out on Shabbos, I'm not deich a Shabbos for my own personal korban. The din of b'moyadei is only halacha on the korban tzibur. It's not a korban tzibur. Then I understand. So ma'achmei lebot the Shabbat, that I bring it now only after Shabbos. Well, what in the world is the meaning of those words? Chagiga v'chol zman chagiga. What is a zman chagiga? Omer Avoshai Avikam. The Tan is trying to say like this, that chagiga, we're going to be ma'acher, but that's only if it comes out b'Shabbos. But there's also something which calls man chagiga, where chagiga would be okay. Let's say on Yontif. Yontif chagiga, bring a chagiga. But your karban oilazaria, which normally would also, you would say, well, part of the dinner Yontif, so I'll bring it on Yontif even on the first day where it's also to do malaga. No, those things that are zman chagiga, I'm doicha even though it's not Shabbat. Meaning an oilazaria, I will be doicha fil b'Yontif, which is still the zman of chagiga. I'll also be ma'acher, but of course it's only Beit Shammai. Because Beit Shammai shita is Beit Shammai. The time Beit Shammai omrim nivim shlamim b'yomtov ve'in somchim aleim avolo olot. That even though I can bring a carbon chagiga, which is for lachem, so lachem is for my use, it's human use, I'm going to eat the carbon. But you can't bring an oila, because an oila is the gavaya. So he dash it's lachem v'lo l'gavaya. So how can I bring it? I have to put it off. So even though it's zman chagiga, which I'm related to, but it's not zman of an oila. Whereas Beisil aleim maybe an shlamim v'oilais. And not only bring up why, because even though it says lachem, lachem doesn't come to tell me lachem v'lo l'gavaya. Lachem tamstam v'lachem v'lo l'nachr. So the gavaya is included. This is part of your chiyev to bring it today. So bring it today, even though it goes to the Mizbeah. And as far as Sbicha, same can alayim. According to Beis Hillel, the holder of Sbicha, the Yisr of Sbicha, would only be an Yisr Drabonim, but you're not same can a Baal Chai. So we do that in the Beis Hamikdash. And in Chagiga, we'll get into the details of this very, very long term, over centuries, Machlokas, first Machlokas Yisro. They argue about Sbicha till today. So that's what it must be when it says Zman Chagiga. Even though it's still the Zman Chagiga, something else not. Rava Omar, that's a pretty catchy shot. I mean, Zman Chagiga, you're saying, is a reference to something else that would be brought maybe Bisman Chagiga. I don't like it. The shot is like this. Chagiga, what it's saying is, Ma'achrim, how much you're Ma'acher, Kol Zman Chagiga. You can be Ma'acher the Chagiga so long as it's the Zman of a Chagiga. But Tvelo, you can't, there's no Tashlumin on a Chagiga after the Zman of the Chag. And that's basically, it's telling you over it. It's not. Mi Shelo Chag B'Yontav Rishon Shel Chag. Says you didn't bring your carbon on the first day of Sukkot. Even including Shmini Atzeres. Magabi, this Shmini Atzeres is Tashlumin L'Rishon. So Yom Tov, or Tashlumin anyway, to one of the days of Sukkot. But Yom Tov Avar Shachag is included. But Avar Harega V'Lochag, the din of Tashlumin is also a function of Yom Tov, which you might have thought otherwise, because when it comes to Shavuos, let's say, if somebody can't bring your Karma Chagiga on Shavuos, you bring it, as you know, we don't say Tachlum for that reason, can bring it for the next 7 days, because there is Tashlumin. So you might think maybe the din of Chagiga is not tied to Yom Tov. Comes along, therefore, to say Chagiga, Kozman Chagiga, Ma'achrim, but no more. And that way, you don't have to stick in other issues. It's not talking about a Karma Oila in the middle of talking about the Karma Chagiga. Ravashi says that they another Pshat, they once always saying that. Maybe the Pshat is Chagiga whenever there's a Chagiga. Kozman Chagiga. Even on Atzeres, even on Shavuos. On Shavuos, you'll say, where's the Zman Chagiga? So I feel Atzeres, the Chag Yuma, there's such a thing as the Zman Chagiga. That's good for the Chiddush. The Tznan made him that Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel made it, even though they argue about what the din is on a normal Shavuos, where it doesn't come out on a Shabbos. So again, we have the machlokes we just had. Do you bring your korban chagiga on Shavuos? Says Beit Shammai, no, chagiga, you don't bring because it's a lachem v'lo l'gavoa. Masha Einkein over here, when it comes out to be a Shabbos, so now it's telling modim shim chalat tzeres liyos b'Shabbos. If a tzeres comes out on a Shabbos, then Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel are made that the yom tvoach shalat tzeres, the day that I bring my korban riyah of my atzeres, that everybody's made. It has to be afterwards, and that's brought after Shabbos, even though it's no longer Yom Tov. So that means, obviously, I'm certainly not going to be Deicha, not my personal Korban Oila, not my personal Korban Chagiga. Can't be Deicha Shabbos. So what do? I miss my Korbanos? No. You have now 7 days to be Mashlim. Okay? So there, you would say that that's a Kozban Chagiga. Kamashman, that's Kozban Chagiga. That's all that the Lashon is coming to tell me. Okay, so we have three approaches. Zman Chagiga is a remez to Eilas Riya. Zman Chagiga is telling me there's no din of Tashlum in outside of Yom Tov. Zman Chagiga is coming to tell me that there's always a Zman for Chagiga, even if it's Shavuos. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, I have some very serious Lashon Hara report over here. Rebbe Natan Atir B'Purim. So Rebbe set out to define halakhalamais, obviously. So he went and he planted a tree on Purim. It says in the Megillah, Purim is a yontif. He went and he planted his yontif. He went and he planted on yontif. And not only that, Shivoser Betamas, in front of everybody, he goes into the bathhouse. The worst thing was, he wanted to cancel Tisha B'Av, but that already they wouldn't go along. Tosa says, what do you mean, Bikesh Lakar Tisha B'Av? I mean, we said, Ein Bezin Yochel Lakar Tisha B'Av. How is it, Shaya? The Rebbe wanted to be Eker Tisha B'Av. They weren't made it, then that was the problem. Tosa says the meaning of here is he wanted to be Eker, the special dinim of Tisha B'Av, in which Tisha B'Av is Chomor from other Tainias. You say, normally, Ein Tainias Tzibur B'Bavel, except for Tisha B'Av. So, yeah, it means we have these special halakas that we give Tisha B'Av the dinim of a Tainias Tzibur to be Yasser in Tashmish Amnita and Nilas Hassandel and so on and so forth, starting the night before Yasser Malacha. That's already too much, Rebbe held. That wasn't part of the Dagon already. It's open to whether it should be that Chumra or not. Another pshat is that maybe this is going like Rebbe Yochanan, who said before, that if it was up to me, I would have made Tisha B'Av on the 10th of Av, because the Iker is Sreifa of the base of Mingus on the 10th. How exactly does that answer the problem? I mean, but if they were Kaveh on the 9th, then isn't it the same din? I'm going to be Iker now, the Takana Bez the Kaveh. It seems to be assumed. But the original Takana was the Takana of the Yom of Avelis on the Furman. But which day you relate to, whether to you it's more Chomra, Talata the Purundus, like the Gemara says to Rebbe, Verabona, at that time, it's not Talata the Purundus that was more Chashan. Maybe Enafinami. We no longer have that sense of shatteredness, because we're used, unfortunately, to a Matzah without a Besamen. So what we look back to is not the Etzem moment at which the Besamikdish begin to burn, but rather on the Churban of it. The Churban of it was indeed on the 10th. So you wanted to make it on the 10th. Maybe that's the pshat. But that already they wouldn't go along. Amar lefan of Rabab of Arzavda. Whoa. That's not what happened. Rebbe. Lokachoy Maisa wasn't a real Tisha B'Av. It was a Tisha B'Av that had come out on a Shabbat. So they were Deicha Tisha B'Av to after Shabbat. So Rebbe Dainan, if that's the case, it had nothing to do with any of the things you were saying. It wasn't that he wanted to be like the dinim of Tisha B'Av, he didn't want to change the date of Tisha B'Av. All he wanted to do was to say that Tisha B'Av Adarabba is Kavua only as Tisha B'Av. There's no such thing as a Tisha B'Av and a Siri B'Av. That's the point. In the Mela, there's no din of a nifka on Tisha B'Av. I can't keep it on Shabbos. So you go say, V'lohodukachom. Kori Aleis. Rabbi Eliezer said, wow. Good thing you were here. Told me about Shnayim and Ayafa. Now that I would have gone around thinking that he really wanted to cancel Tisha B'Av. It's good I said it over to you. You put me in my place. There's another pshat that's brought by the Rishonim. But here's the Zomer Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Hanina. So Rabbi Lazar, he himself held it as story Rabbi Hanina. So he was telling him, no, that's your pshat. Tell me about Shnayim and Ayafa. There's two of us against one of you. We'll stick with our pshat. It's not so mistabber, because when you quote somebody, it's generally, you don't look at it as two people, you're quoting with them. You're speaking in shorthand again. Not only in shorthand, but already in a different island.
Like if there's a Shabbos that would override the
Moed,
the
Book of Moed, right? Has something to do with our sugya, darling? Couldn't resist. Says the Gemara. Now, what is this business of planting on Purim? Rebbe Hechi, not that you have a Purim. Hatani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says in the Pasuk that they were makabel Yosef as Yom Arbaasar Lachedesh Adarsim Ka'u Mishte V'Yom Tov U'Mishloach Manas Yishlo Re'eo. Did you see those words Yom Tov? Last I heard Yom Tov means it's also about is malacha. So, I mean, and Rabbi Yosef brought this out, that simcha means it's also behesed. Mishta means it's also behesed. Yomta means it's also behesed. Is malacha. How was he knighted in Atiyah? Shabbat must be like this. Rebbe himself actually was meant to read the Megillah on the 14th, and he was Neiteah on the 15th. So he held that there wasn't a din of keeping Purim both days, and he made Mishta v'simchas. You only keep the Mishta v'simcha and Yomtev on your own day. Well, first of all, not even true. What do you mean Rebbe was supposed to read on the 14th? Rebbe was in Tveria at the time. Tveria was Mukefet Choma Mimot Yoshua Ben Nunavoy. Okay, so turn it around, all right? So Rebbe was a 15th, and he planted on the 14th. Oh, wait a second. It's so posh that in Tveria, you know which day you can't read. But she delayed it very much. It's so posh that it's only one day. Hiskia was Kori Betveria Barbeis or Bafamesa. He read on the 14th and on the 15th because he was Mesupek Imukefet Chomami Mot Yeshua Ben Nun. Ilo? No. so Chizki had a suffix. Rebbe didn't have a suffix, but I'm afraid to have everybody's suffix. A lot of people have svekas in life. Oh, we'll see. We'll get to that. The Bachas right now, we're assuming that it's just he didn't know historically. So Rebbe, who didn't have any suffix, he knew that Tveria was a city that was settled for the time. Says the Gemara, but even if that's true, I thought the whole point we had before Megillat Ta'anit, it says, Yom Arba'as of Yom Chamishasar, Yumi Puya Inan, the Lolam is fed bone. And remember that Rav has said, what's the point of saying that? I know I need a Megillah's Tainus and a Brisa to tell me a Beferish Apostolic in the Megillah. So Rav explained that it's Lo Nitzrucha, Ela Lehesor Shal Zebezeh, that Adarabah, the whole point is that it's telling me that the dinim that apply to one, the same way you can't be Masvid on the 14th, if you're 14th, or you can't be Masvid on the 15th. So if that's the case, okay, it's true that Megillah's Tainus wasn't talking about Malacha, but Megillah's Tainus was talking about Hesped V'Tainus. Some is Malacha. So the Gemara, no, Ani Mili Hesped V'Tainus. Indeed, the reboot in Megillah's Tainus of the 14th and the 15th was only in terms of dinim of Megillah's Tainus. They listened to dinim of Megillah's Tainus, only Hesped V'Tainus. Of a Malacha, Yom Echad V'Tulo. In fact, there's only one day of Isra Malacha. Really? Rav was walking along, and Chazi Elohu Gavad HaVekashar Kitnam Bupir, V'Latye, V'Lot Samach Kitnay. Better keep out of his way if you happen to be planting flax. Make sure that Rav doesn't pass by. Because Rav saw this guy planting on Purim, and planting on his own Purim, he probably would have been too inebriated. It must be that he was planting on the other day. And he cursed him. How do you do such a thing? And the poor flax never grew. No, the Hassan Bar Yumei, that was a really bad one. It was his Purim and he was planting flax. And Ashkenazi, Rav wouldn't have been mocked. Now, Rabba, Bereda Rava Amar. The whole thing, you guys are taking for granted something that's not even true. Go back, read it the way it was parshed. Rebbe planted on his own Purim. It says, Yom Tov. They were never Makabal Yom Tov. Afilu Tema Biyume. Hesped V'Tainus, they were Makabal. This posik that you bring me was the posik of what it is that they're supposed to be doing. Right? That first year, remember there were two things. They sent around the Geret HaPurim Hashem and asked everybody to be Makabal, Aleihem V'Yom. Al-Zaram. So the first year in Achinami, it does say that. But afterwards, when it says that they were Mekabel, Kayamim, Asher, Nachubem, Ayudim, and so on and so forth, over there you'll notice it says very clearly, La'asototam yemei mishtevet simcha, mishloach manot ish l'reyel, umatanot lev yonim, and nothing. So they left out the word Yom Tov very clearly. That means that even though Mordechai and Esther were trying to make it a Yom Tov, they were never Mekabel. So on that, they were pushed off. In which case, the whole kasha is not a kasha. Malocha lo kiblo alayon, I'll bring you raya. Mikorektiv simcha mishtevet. Well, when it's talking about the actual Kabbalah, over there it says La'asototam yemei mishtevet simcha, and it brings even the other chiyuvim, mishloach manos, mishloyeh, matadot lev yonim. Does say a word about Yom Tov. Yom Tov lo ksiv. So then, wait a second. We'll get back in a minute. So then, why was Rav so upset with the guy that was planting the flax? So he didn't do anything wrong. They weren't makabel Yom Tov. So Rav, my time alat yalu gavra. In that place, they were neig iser. So it's dvarim amutarim acherim nagu bem iser. Maybe it was okay mitzadadin, but it wasn't okay mitzadamin. Rebbe, however, in the mokum of Rebbe, lo nag iser. Therefore, he bedavka wanted to show that you shouldn't think that it's a halacha. So it was neiteya anetia. Well, you know what? Maybe Rebbe was neig iser. Maybe there's a difference between Netia in terms of your own business that has nothing to do with Purim, but there's also Netia Shel Simcha. You may mishtav Simcha, because we already saw a din in Tanit, a din called Netia Shel Simcha. Kiditznan. We had in the Mishnah there. Avru Eilav Elonanu, that if Chas V'Shalom, all of the 13 Taniyot of the Tzibur passed and it didn't rain, so then Mimati Mimasa Mata, and then Mimatan and Bebinyan, Ubinetia, the Erisin, Ubinisuin, and over there. There the Bryce explains, when it says binyan, what does it mean? It means binyan shel simcha. When it says netiyah, what does it mean? It means netiyah shel simcha. And it explains, ezeo binyan shel simcha, ze abone beit chatanut livno. Somebody's building. The first son that gets married, the minute was he built a house, he made the chasen in that house. Ezeo netiyah shel simcha, this is anoteh avur nakisha malachim. Either we had to shut him over there, either literally Avunakish Malachim, or a beautiful garden in your own backyard is called Avunakish Malachim. Same thing, maybe a massive tree that you sit under with benches on. So that's already a getter of Simcha. That's not a contradiction to the Simcha of Purim. I don't know about this type of thing. Normally, I wouldn't have time to think about. Today, it's Purim. I'm feeling good about life. And so it's Adarabba. That was the day in which Rebbe himself went out to show that such a thing is Mutter. It's an Indian Purim.
Is it a minute?
Noach thought the same thing. And let me tell you, the world's never been the same.
Yeah.
To minhag? To minhag, right. Yes. No, not to work or not to work.
In the city itself.
No, it's based on this Indian. Somebody was over on his minhag.
Is this the malachim you were talking about pajamas?
We're talking about involvement. It's Yisrael malachim that are involved. We learned in tiny. It doesn't mean not to turn on a light. Where is malachim shel simcha? You don't get a chance to make up anything you want about everything. That's not bad. Try to do it on top of the chomot. That's the Breslover challenge. Chizkia Kori B'Tveria Bar Beguva. We said before that Chizkia, he read the Megillah in Tveria on the 14th and the 15th, and that he was misakele mukefet chomam yimot Yeshua Benoni Ilo. How can anybody be misupak about whether Tveria was from the time of Yeshua Benoni? I mean, it says beferish v'orei miftzar hatzidim tzer v'chamad rakat v'chinoret, and we're going to see later on the Kaimelon rakat is Tveria. So we went to Shaila. It's right there in Tanakh. Now, the reason he was Mesupik was not whether Tveria exists. He was Mesupik whether the Choma of Tveria is called a Choma Lagabi the Din of Kriyat HaMegillah. Mesupikly, Mishum Dechad Gisa Shur Diyamahavit. Since one side of Tveria doesn't really have a wall, because one side is protected by the Yamakineret. There's no wall there.
Such as it is.
So then am I Mesupikly? That's not a Sufik. That's a Vaday. Vaday Lav Chomai. It says beferish in the Braita, we darshan from the posik, from the kri and the tiv of asher lo choma. So asher lo choma, we darshan before. But the truth is that there's two things that we have to think about. There's the choma, but then there's also when it talks about the cities that don't have a choma. It's interesting that the two are interrelated. It says that does not have a choma saviv. Asher ein lahem choma saviv. That means the determination of what the ir choma is that does have a choma. You also have to look at how the Torah defines a city that doesn't have a choma. When it comes to defining a city that doesn't have a choma, it uses the word saviv. When it talks about having a choma, it doesn't mention it. But it's merami. So now the question is, so what does that mean? So first of all, choma is a choma. Lo shur iger. That doesn't mean that it has a roof around the city. Very often you find you build row houses. And you build row. You see this in the States all the time. Also, you build row houses so that essentially you end up with a gated community that doesn't have a wall around it, but the houses are the wall. So lamaisa, the top of the houses become now the choma, and everybody's living in the choma, so to speak. That's not a choma. That's basically the roof over the house. That's sure you get it. It has to be a separate choma, and then saviv. So as I said, saviv doesn't appear in that pasuk. Saviv appears already in the pasuk that tells me what is not a choma. Asher einam choma saviv. Oh, so it says after the wall has to go all the way around. Does Tveria have a wall that goes all the way around? No. So Prata Tveria, Shiyama Chomatan. It says, so what's Chizkiya specific about? And basically that's what the Pesuk is saying. That Tveria is not Ir Mukav Choma. He's leaning, but they are able. No, Misakle, of course, Chizkiya knew that Allah. So if it would come to the Shaila of what's the din of Bechirat Bayit Bitveria? Bechirat Bayit Bitveria has a din of selling a house in any other city. It's not the special Allah of a year, Gu'ula, it has a din of the Soda. 2 years is the minimal fund there. Before you can be go, the exact opposite of what they are. But he said, what does that have to do with Mikra Megillah? Maybe it has nothing to do with Mikra Megillah. Kiko Misakle, any Mikra Megillah, I mean, what is the concept? My Prazimu, my Mukavim. Why did the Megillah make distinction between Porus and Mukaf? I mean, does it mean that the Porus is Golui, Shundahani Miglu, whereas the Mukaf is Lo Miglu, which would be a strange remez in the Megillah? Or is the point of, and if that would be the case, I mean, so then Tveria is exposed. Exposed in the sense I see it. Maybe that's the shot. Or maybe it has to do with the military situation, Shundahani Miglu, Bani Lo Miglu, in which case, Anami Migna. The question may be, be, as we said, I mentioned the Malbim Shant, of the difference in the nace, depending on whether there were soldiers, whether it was a center. So if it's a place that was indeed protected and was viewed as a stronghold, so there was no nace in the same way that there was a nace in the Orei HaPras, because there were government troops, and Adarabba, the only issue was the netzei that wasn't covered by the Megillah, by the Igores. So if that's the case, then Tver is like any other Yerichol Ma'am. Obviously, it's protected by the Yam, Mishumachi Besafkele. Therefore, he wasn't sure what the din would be. Now, Rav Asi, he was Kor Megillah B'Hutzel, Bar Beis B'Chamesa. He wasn't sure about the city of Hutzel. I'm sure you have your map, Barney, and all prepared. Did you make something up? Tomorrow. Do you have time to think of it? Besafkele, Mukefet Chomami, Mot Yerushua B'Nonilo.
All the cities on the coast, like
Akko we're getting to that. So he wasn't sure? Now, the opposite. And high Hutzel, the Beit Binyamin, is definitely Mukefet Chomami Mod Yerushua Binyamin. The city of Hutzel in Binyamin is considered to be Mukef Chomah. And Rabbi Yochanan said, you know what, when I was a kid, I mean, in Talia, when I was a kid, I came up with the Pshat in the Pasuk in Yerushua. And I explained it. And then I found, when I grew up, I found out that this was an old Pshat that had been said by Gedalia Torah. I mean, I'm Yosef Nishai. I said something. Then I asked the elders. I found a shita like me. I said the pshat like this: in that posik where it uses names of cities that we don't really use so much, Ser, Chamat, Rakat. I said Chamat is a reference to Tveri. V'lama nikra shmo Chamat because of Chamei Tveri. So the whole city was called. It's a hot town, baby. They call it Chamat. And Rakat, I held that must be Tzipori, and it's called. Called Rakat because it flies up high like a rocket. Shunda medaya kirakta denara. It's up on the top like a rocket means the edge of a river. So if you take a look at Tzipori and then everything falls off from Tzipori, it's very so high. So we call it the Rakatan. And I said that Kinneret is a reference to what we call Ginosar. And the reason it's called Kinneret is because the Peirot in that area are extremely sweet, as we know Rabbi Yochanan's experience with those Peirot. We've had another Gemara, so perhaps are more appropriate for Purim, but in any event, they got you very high. So the reason that they call it Kinneret is the Metike Pirik Kala de Kinneret. It's like you get high on those Perot, it's like you're listening to the violin playing all the time. But they're very sweet, like the sound of the Kinor. Whereas Rava, okay, we'll see tomorrow. I mean, there's a lot of other cities that are mentioned. I would have liked to go a little further because it ties into the Yerushalmi for today. It's not there, I guess. Non-participant. Omar Rav Megillah b'zmana korim ota filo b'yovid shalob b'zmana b'asora Rav Asi Omar b'im b'zmana b'in shalob b'zmana b'asora Ava Yehuda v'chosh l'grav l'hoda Rav Asi M'yom Rav Ochi M'yom Rav Yehuda b'reid Rav Shubu b'ashi l'ob b'shmei the Rav Purim shkalo yos b'shabes Erev Shabes manna Erev Shabes banan Shabes manan Elav Ochi kama Shalob b'zmanan Now gets a din of zmanan V'zma zmanan afilo b'yochid Av shalob b'zmanan is afilo b'yochid I don't mean you mikro megillah about Sarah, my Arab Shabbos, my name lafuk with a rabbi. Yoma hov and nitrua yarot mi mekomam nitru lo yoma knisa. Kamash from the Arab Shabbos, my name. Ezo yir gedola kol sheyesh ba asura batlanim pachot bikanam eze kvar. Ve'elu amru magdim velo ma'achrim. Aval, zman atzikonim va'am, tisha bav, chagiga ha'akel, ma'achrim velo magdimim. Afo pishomu magdimim, mutorim be'esped betanit u'matanot lavyonim. Omer Rav Yehuda, "Hima tay makom shenichnasim b'shini v'chamishi, avo makom shenichnasim lo b'shini v'lo v'chamishi in korin atala b'zmana." Tana, asara batlanim refer to our asara batlanim at Beit HaKnesset. Ve'elo omru makdimim v'lo ma'achrim atam omru ba'avar mishmo lo makra v'lo yavor. Ve'omru ba'avar mishmo minayin she'imunim yomim mishanim shem lechodshei hashana. Chodashim atamonu l'shanim yatamonu yomim l'shanim. Rabbonin tekisari mishum rabba amru, minayin chen mechashim shaot lechodashim, shenemar ad chodash yamim, yamim ata mechashev lechodashim, vi ata mechashev shaot lechodashim. Now this has, Shiloh, the implications of this for the dinim of Vestot for Nida, that already is a big issue. Aval, zman atzei kohanim v'tishabav v'chagiga hakel ma'achim lo makdimim tishabav is because akdumi poranut lo makdimim. Chagiga v'hakel obviously is a kafir lo mat zman chiyuvayu. It doesn't mention how come zman atzei kohanim. Some say the reason doesn't mention it because somebody else had the zman atzei kohanim before. So I'm going to take away somebody else's time to you. So never push it. But they say that it means also for the same reason lo mat zman chiyuvayu, the special korban that you're bringing, it was kavua for that day. Tana, Chagiga v'chosman Chagiga ma'achrin. Bishlei me'chagiga, okay, Miku b'shabbat ma'achrin, all about the Shabbat, I understand. What's the meaning of those words? Man Chagiga, my. Omra v'shayach gam Chagiga v'shabbat. But Olad Ria, which is still Zman Chagiga, Ma'achrin. Even though it's only Yontu, the Zman Chagiga, Ma'achrin. Money, of course, would only go that for Shammai. The Mishammai Omrim, that Mevim Shlamim, Yom Tavim, Samchim Alem, Avolo Olot, Betelel Omrim, Mevim Shlamim, Olot, Visamchim Alem. Rav Amar means like this, Chagiga, only so long as it's called Zman Chagiga, Ma'achrin. But Tveilo, the time, Ishlo Chag, Yom Tavim, Shachag, Chog, Yom Tavim, Chol, Rego, Kulo, up to and including Yom Tavim, Akra, Shachag, but no more. Of our regular chagin chayev b'achrayut. Rav Ashi Amar means something else. It means chagiga wherever there's a chagiga. Kol zman chagiga ma'achre. Afilu atzeret, which is only chad yom, you're still ma'achre. The dam morim shimchal atzeret yot b'shabbat. So then, of course, you can't bring the chagiga on Shabbos. So everybody's motor book, but shamayim betel shem tfoach is achra Shabbat. Was no longer shuas. Omer Rav Elazar Amar Rav Chanina Rebbe Natanet Yeh B'Purim. And he was rachatz bekronim shetziporim b'shivas b'tamos. And b'kesh even lachat tishabov. Lo hodolo. Amalafon of Rebaba v'azad the Rebbe. Lo kachoy amaisa. Was a tishabov shkalos b'shabas abim. Tichinu lachar shabas. A Rebbe tainet hov v'nitche yidacheh. And even on that, lo hodol kachoy. Kori alay, oh, tovi mashayim in ha'echad. Rebbe, hefi matan atiya b'purim. Atanem yed simcha mishta v'yomto. Simcha malam shetzor b'hespet mishta malam shetzor b'tamos v'yomto malam shetzor b'sis malorcha. Must be that Rebbe was a Barab Beisar Havi, but he not a Bechameisar not any, or Rebbe Betveri Havi, Tveri was Bekefes Chameimes Yishur Benun. Okay, so Rebbe was a Bechameisar Havi, he not a Barab Beisar. Mipshita lay Betveri and Bekefes Chameimes Yishur Benun, or Chizki a Kari Betveri Barab Beisar Bechameisar, Besafke Bekefes Chameim Yot Yishur Benun Ilo. No, Lechizki, Besafke lay, Rebbe Pshita lay. And new, even if it's pshita, let me show it. Aktima Megillah Stein is Yomar, but some say, I'm going to be sure I say, Yomar Purinon, Dolon, Mispad, Bahon, Vamar, Avalon, Israel, and such as Ebis, 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 Ebis. True, but I'm in the middle of Etzman, but Tain is. Ava Malach, a Yomar, Chat, the two love. Really now, what about Rav, Chazi, Lugavar, Eka, Shani, Kitna, Bukuri, Avalatya, Velot, Shama, Kitne. And that was a guy who was by Yuma, Avi. Rav, a greater Rav, Amar. Forget the whole discussion, Afi, you tend to be Yuma. It's hesped for time is kiblu a liar, but malacha they were never makaba. Mikor k'tiv simcha b'shtevi yomtov lebesavti lasot otam yemei b'shtevi simcha yomtov lokti. So Rav, if that's the case, my time alati ahul gavra, because even though it was the varmon v'torim, it's a chayim nogu b'misra havi. But to the Rebbe, it was no problem. They were no gizim. V'ibay seima liyalam nog, and Rebbe wanted to show that yisr of malacha doesn't apply to netiyah shel simcha. Rabbi Natiyah Simcha Nata, Ketan Avro, Elevalo, Nanu, Mimati, Mazamat, Vibinim, Tim, Eris, and Minisuin, Ketan, I love being a Binish of Simcha, Natiyah, Natiyah, Simcha. Ezo, Binish of Simcha, Zabon, a bit Katnut of No, Ezo, Natiyah, Simcha, and Natiyah, and Kisha, Melachim, Gufa. His Kakorib, it's very about Bezov, Kamesh, Misafka, and the Kevis Community, as you should be doing your love, Mimisafka, but Yosin, it's very hard. Tiva, Rim, if Tsar, Sidim, Tservach, and the Hamat, Rakat, the Finarin, the Kaimel, and Rakat, it's very. No, Hanitan, Misafka, you should have Giz, Shuri, Yama. So you have to mamas afkel, the father afkomai. The Tanya should local ma, the low shore idea. Saviv, prata trash yamachamuta. Linium patiori homalo misafkele, tikamisafkele in mikromagila. My prosino, my book of fin, the divigabi mikromagila. Is it mishundani miglovani lo miglo, in which case, honami migalia, or do mishundani miglovani lo migno, which case, honami migne. Mishumachi misafkele. Ravasi karmigila buhutsa barbase of a chames misafkele, mukefus homami, yes, you should be doni, ilo. Igriamra mervasi, I would subbek, yamri mukefus homami, what you're shui. Omra biofriki, havina, talia. Amina milta tishinu asavia, mishtachet kavate. Chamat, I said, is Tveria. Lomenikrish chamat, ashum chami Tveria. Rakat is tzipori, lomenikrish ma rakat, mishum ne medaya karakta denara. Kineret is ginosar, lomenikrish ma kineret, metiki piro, kikale de kinrei.